Amen. We're expecting a clap, aren't you? So let's clap for them, since they say they are not expecting it. So did you write that song yourself? Did you write the song yourself? Did you write the song? Or you owned it? Thank you. Let's put our hands together for them again. Beautiful song. Thank you very much, sir, for inviting me. Thank you for enduring me for the second day. No apologies to Muyiwa for tormenting me. We need to vote for another associate pastor. Even if he has bought form for 100 million, he won't get any votes. I love his spirit. You are very good. Engineering spirit, Abby. Thank God for the gift of life. And a guy came to our church for the first time last week. And so after they did the welcome and all that, he asked me, he said, "Are you a comedian?" I said, "I wished, because at least I can charge 100,000. Is it 10 million? How much do they charge per table?" I said, "But those envelopes they give you people, I don't know what you put inside. It might not even be anything. But that one, when you sit on the table, I know how much you are paying." It's not strange to have joy. Some of you are not used to joy in church. You came from the SU movement, like some people. I won't call their names. Back in those days, when you laugh too much, they say, "Brony, what's the matter with you? I'm not sober." But the Bible says righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. And it says it's with joy that you draw. That means when you come, they see you frowning. Like Pastor Muyiwa, they say, "Go back." You say, "But I want to draw revelation." They say, "Nobody will like you. You are frowning. Go and get it, man." So with joy, you will draw out of the wells of salvation, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And no matter what is happening around, you can still rejoice. And a man wrote us from prison, inside prison, though. He said, "Rejoice." And just before I forget, I'm telling you again, rejoice. So wherever you are, no matter the situation, you can rejoice and have victory. Is that okay? And your joy will overflow in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you for your love and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of gathering together around your word, in an assembly of love and peace. Lord, we ask, O God, that by your Spirit you minister to everyone in the name of Jesus. The Bible says Jesus was teaching in a certain place, and the power of God was present to heal, to deliver, and to make life better. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, if there's anyone that needs healing in any way, let your word go forth and heal. If anyone needs deliverance, anyone, any form of change, let your word do that which only you can do. And Lord, at the end of everything, let your name and your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Lord, for those who will be listening online and different medium. Lord, let the same blessing, let it reach them, O God. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Praise the Lord. All right. We're talking about God appetites. And halftime, we said some foundations yesterday. Forgive me for my teaching style. It's a style that comes after you've been battered. After you've been battered. You know, I tried to preach many years ago and shout and raise my voice. So because I'm not gifted that way, how many of us know how to raise our voice when we preach? Don't be ashamed. It's just not man of God. So, oh, you used to know how to raise your voice. My voice, so what I used to do was that's why I believe God couldn't call me. I just believed that maybe he was supposed to call me, why not me, because I don't know how to shout. Or maybe call my wife, because my wife knows how to shout. His cousin, you know, so. I said, "Lord, it's a recipe for failure." Because in the 90s, every man of God that was shaking the city was shouting. Well, the voice went up. And the one that the voice didn't go up was had a way of talking, and he would say, "Daddy said." And I couldn't say "Daddy said" when I didn't hear any "Daddy." You get the point? So Pastor Adebayo's one was different. He would just be talking and say, "Daddy said," and I couldn't say "Daddy said." He had owned the brand. And I couldn't say "Mommy said." You get the point? So I said, "Lord, you have designed me for failure." So to show you how smart I was, what I did was that once I prepared my message, my school had a place we called the court. I would go there and go and practice shouting. Just be shouting, that's what I would do, just be shouting. It sounded like barking to me. Now, to make it terrible was that, so the first day I had to preach in the fellowship. And back in, this is a very trish place. So my own school is a local place. They put speaker like this and you sit under the speaker. Get the point? That's how my school was. And when you are speaking under the speaker, you'll be hearing the sound, Abby. I don't even spoken for 5 minutes. This girl under the speaker was sleeping. I said, with all this shout, I'm shouting. That was the first sign that wasn't my calling. That she was sleeping with all the noise I was making. After I finished, my throat was on fire. I said, this one that I've just started this thing. Before I do this thing for 2-3 years, I might have just finished my voice completely. So wisdom demanded that I find my own stream, and I swim in it, and that's the way I talk like this. So please pray for me that I will be able to shout victory. I don't need to. Are you sure? Maybe why won't like me? For now, Abby. So endure my, but believe me, I think it will make a little bit of sense. I hope so. I'll try to make some sense. Is that okay? Revelations chapter 5, verse 12. Revelations 5, verse 12. I listen, I'm an active listener. So, and as the choir was singing and I was reading, they said he has given us, that's past tense, right? They had one that said, "Nomio," given us. Good. So let's read that. It says, talking about Jesus Christ, that's the kinu that they were singing. The kinu is the line of the tribe of Judah. Second. Saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was," past tense, "was slain to receive." Can you see that? "For us." Can you see "for us" there? Can you see "for us" there? You can't see it. Okay. But I can see it. Who do you think he received it for? For himself? "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive" what? "Power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings." He died to receive this for you and for me. Now, I know your problems are very complicated, right? Good. So look at everything you need in this world. And I mean everything you need in this world. Is it not inside this? Should I explain it to you? You know what power is? It's influence. It's supernatural ability to do things. That's power. It's called dunamis. Riches is not a spiritual riches. This is, you know what we're talking about. This is economic riches. This material riches. You get the point? Naira, euro, dollar, everything, gold, silver, everything. Gold, sheep, everything in there. You get the point? You want to add something else? Cow is inside. Camel is inside. Everything inside. Wisdom. Intelligence, insights, understanding, strength, vitality, vigor, wellness, soundness, honor. You know what honor is? Social standing. Good social standing. You know what social means? Human relationships. Marriage is under there. You know why? The Bible says marriage is what? honorable, everything that represents your good social standing, anything that will give you so good social standing is honor. Favor is there. You know what glory is? Glory is the ability to fully manifest your potential. That's manifestation. The things that God has put inside of you to be able to be in that place where you can manifest yourself freely. Then the last one, just in case you don't know what it is, it's called blessing. Is there anything you want in this world that is outside this? Help me, please. Is there anything you want? Is there anything you prayed for in the last 1 week that is not here? Anything you prayed for in the last 10 years that is not here? Everything that we want is in here. And he said, Christ, what? Received it for us. When he said, it is finished. And he went down to the grave and he rose up. That's what he got for every single one of us. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it. Because if I have this, why am I not seeing it? Galatians chapter 4, verse 1, I guess. The heir, as long as he's a child, is not different from a servant that has no rights and is under, take note of the word under, not over, because he's a child, is under tutors and governors until the time he comes what? To maturity. Until he's learned some things that brings him to a place of maturity so you can hand power over to the child. You can hand wealth over to the child. You can hand riches and all that on the child. So if you're not seeing these things in your life, who are we supposed to hold responsible? I can't hear you. Who should we hold responsible? Okay, don't worry, you know, guys. If I can't see this in my life, I have to hold myself responsible. I can't hold Pastor B responsible. I would feel like holding Pastor Mwewa responsible, but really I can't hold him responsible. I can't hold Setma responsible. I can't say the choir did not sing enough. I can't hold anybody responsible. I hold myself responsible. Why? Because it's right there on the table for us. All of us. And it was there before you were born. It was there before you were born. So when I read the Bible, I see the Bible as a, you know what they call a picture book? I see the Bible like a picture book. It's showing me, or let's say a woman, you know, cookery book, you know, women's cookery book. So they see a cake there, they write the recipe there. You want to achieve this cake, you follow the recipe and you get a cake. That's the way I see the Bible. So all these things are there, all those things are out there. Then you want to create it. These are the things you need to do so that this can happen in your life. The essence of this 2, 3, 4 days is to take a break. That is the halftime renewal. And renew your mind that this activity that is not producing anything. You know there's activity and productivity. I don't know how it is. Back in those days, we had these clippers in Ibadan. You know, I grew up in Ibadan, Agodi. You know those barbers, those kind of, whatever they call those clippers, you know? Huh? Criminal clipper. You know, you're very funny thing like that. Then you're on the barber's chair. You know the thing about the barber's chair? It's always moving, but it's not going anywhere. Just keep moving. I say, are you moving? Say, yes, I'm going. Where are you going? Nowhere. And some of us, we're just moving. Just moving and not going anywhere. I chose to be a thinking Christian because God said, come, let us reason together. I found that a lot of us don't want to think. We're scared to think. And Jesus asked a question in Luke 10. A man came to meet Jesus. He said, who is my neighbor? And Jesus told a story. Remember the story? And at the end of the story, you know what he asked him? Who do you think was his neighbor? He didn't say, who did the Spirit say is his neighbor? He said, just go through the story.
process it, who do you think? So there's nothing wrong with thinking. I think a lot. And I pray a lot. It's good to go together. So if you think about your life, there are some questions you need to ask yourself. Sometimes the result of thinking is very painful. I read a book many years ago. I don't know if it's true, but I know it, to some extent it's true. It said, one of the greatest fears of man is to be left alone quietly in a room. Get that? He said, because when you leave people quietly in a room for a while, their true self begins to come up. So we have to distract ourselves, either with a ringtone, with a phone call. You just have to do something to drown the reality. But you see, the moment you are able to come to yourself like the prodigal son, life begins to change. You know he didn't pray to change himself. Bible just says he thought and said, listen, life can be better than this in my father's house. And the moment his desire went back to his father's house and he followed it with action, things changed. The God appetite, the God desire. Desire is fed. We just don't have desire. Who can I talk to now? This is my preaching method. I need to learn to preach like, but I would love to use Muiwa, but Muiwa. Well, now I have to use it because since you are not available. Muiwa, do you desire to go to? What can I even call now? Oshi. Do you know what they call Oshi? Why? Did you hear him?
I don't know where they
go. So Oshi is a place in Kwara State. It's a town in Kwara State. You can't desire what you don't know. Get the point? You can't desire a God you don't know. If you don't have a desire for God, or your desire for God is waning, it's based on your knowledge or your understanding of this God, of what he can do for you, or what he can do with you. Deuteronomy 8, I think verse 3, Moses talking to them, he said, God took you through the wilderness for 40 years. He humbled you. He brought you low, allowed you to suffer hunger. Then he fed you. Why? So that he can know what is in your heart. So you can get to understand that man does not live by bread alone, by the physical alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, man lives. So what did he say there? He said he allowed you to be hungry. He did things around you to create hunger in you. There are things God is doing. There are some frustrations you are going through now. God is kind of behind it. Tell your neighbor, could God be behind it? I know you sound victory. Tell them, are you scared to say it? You see, this is not about church. You know the good thing is, whether you say it or not, it's true. That's why I don't have a problem with it. As you are sitting down like this, inside AC, some of you are sweating. And I'm not the cause. You are even trying to concentrate on what I'm saying. Whether you concentrate or not, or you don't concentrate, the problem is there. Get the point? He said he allowed you to go through it. He said to create hunger in you so that you can, and guess what? He also provided a medium to feed that hunger. So that, not for him to know what's in your heart, because you argue, so that you will know what's in your heart. Some of the things you've done under your pressure, are you not surprised? Did I do this? Because you did not take the opportunity to feed those things. Then if you read in Matthew chapter 4, it said Jesus was led into the wilderness by who? By the Holy Spirit. How can the Holy Spirit lead the Son of God? He just told him, you are my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. That's the last chapter of Matthew 3. That's how he closed it. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Dove came down. When I baptized, no dove came down. I'm telling you the truth. Only water was on me. As he was coming up again, voice came. I didn't hear any voice. Maybe I heard the voice of the pastor. In the name of Father, Son, I heard you. I know you guys saw dove and you know. He heard, this is my beloved Son. Son that you love. Where should you lead him to? You know, that's why you have problems with God. That's why you get disappointed in him. God spoke, voice of approval, then sent him into the wilderness. You know what you call bad times? What do you call bad times? You call it wilderness experience. That's what you call it. You want to go through wilderness experience? Before I even landed, she shook her head. She shook straight. I reject it. Have you found out that when we reject this thing, sometimes it doesn't get rejected? I reject. Don't reject it that way. There's something, as you are rejecting it, you are entering into more. He said, and he passed him through the wilderness. And he said, after 40 days, what happened? He was hungry. Because to make anything out of your life, you need that hunger. And that hunger is that desire. You need to feed that hunger. My friend was here yesterday. We were in school together. He was the president of the fellowship. I was one of the executives. He was more serious than I was. Knew God. He loved God very well. He used to write saint on his own book. I couldn't write saint on my own because I didn't think I was a saint. And I used to ask all the crazy questions. I remember we were talking many years ago. I used to be the one to ask all the crazy questions. Like, they say I shouldn't ask those questions, but I've asked them. I said, who created God? Have you asked those questions before? Did they answer you? Number two, I don't know about you. They told me that when we get to heaven, we'll just be on cloud and be singing. Did they tell you those things? Man of God, did they tell you those things? That we'll be in the cloud, we'll be singing, everywhere will be cloud. I just felt that for the rest of my life, that kind of boring, man. Just be singing. I love your song, but every day, I'm sorry, I don't need it. So, heaven wasn't somewhere I was looking forward to, I'm saying. And those bad boys in my hostel, they say, hell go bubble, MC Hammer will be there. It sounded reasonable to me, I'm sorry. This is me. It kind of sounded, because they won't be having all this choir practice we're having every day. Now it's a big deal. So I would ask my friend wasn't the president then, so I would ask the president, both of us, you know, the president was mentoring both of us. You say, Nee, why can't you be like Timo? He doesn't ask those stupid questions. So myself and Timon were talking many years ago. He said, Nee, you know, so you obviously know what will happen when you have those kind of stupid questions. I backslid with joy. Some people will feel bad when they backslide. I was happy and I was relieved. You know why? I understood the way of the sinner more. Because this salvation way, I couldn't understand it. I'm telling you the truth. I just couldn't understand it. 89, 90. I just couldn't understand it. Because everything they were telling me, I just couldn't get it. Then my seniors that were seniors and were very born again in the fellowship were like demons in the hostel. I couldn't understand it. Number two, I love music. I still love music. The songs we were listening then were not, you know, Voice of the Cross. You know Voice of the Cross? Good morning, Jesus. I'm not saying they were bad. It just didn't. So me that was listening to the songs I will say now, this was, you know, before I got born again, you know. So don't take it too far. But, you know, I was listening to songs, you know. And I really liked them. I really liked those songs, you know. And Half Time, Take a Break in Your Mind. So you can imagine me coming from those songs to listening to... I couldn't understand it. So back in those days, I know some of you are too holy to remember that. They called them Maxell Cassette. You remember Maxell? I did selection. I can't say that the election was born again selection. But there were songs I liked. So when I listened to them in the hostel, they said, Bronnie, are you supposed to be listening to this song? I said, I'm using them for exercise. I was deceiving myself. That's why I say in church, that's why you have Nollywood and Hollywood. So Oscar is inside church. All church members will win every Oscar because they have massive pretenders. So when I got tired of all this drama, I said, you know what? I'm not even doing it again. As executive, they said, Bronnie, won't you go to heaven? I said, this heaven thing, I don't even understand again. Because they showed us Mark 5. You know Mark 5? Did you watch Mark 5? Mark 5, Mark of the Beast? It's Mark 5 production. You see, I can still remember. Burning hell. Just like, what in the world is this? These are my struggles. Did I desire God? Yes, I did. But like he said, I didn't know him well. He wasn't presented to me well. They themselves didn't know the God. Don't tell them, oh, my president, he became a thug in UI. Thug. I wrote him letter. Brother, I almost called his name. Brother, what is going on with Jesus? He kind of said, it's like woman breast. That guy, the picture I saw, he put his head. Ask him now. You know why he too messed up? You know why he messed up? He was just going with the flow. If all of you turn back from Jesus today, he won't change anything to me. You know why? I have experienced him. I'm experiencing him. Not because I'm pastor or teaching. That makes no difference. So you cannot desire a God you don't know. The day something else challenges that thing, guess what? You move. And that's why almost everybody is born again in Nigeria. Have you tried going on street evangelism before? Everybody's born again. Tell me the truth. I've done street, I've done bus, I've done everywhere. I don't know where to find Christians again. Even in the nightclub, I've not been one to, but I'm sure they're inside the place. If you calculate what Bunky has saved, what K. Paul has saved, who else have saved them? Who are the people that have done the, all? They've done almost 200 million. But where are they? As they leave the crusade ground, they have gone back to their desire. Because we really don't know. And guess what? That you are called Pastor Ni Adekunle, senior pastor of Helpers House, does not mean you understand what you are doing. Tell you the truth, I'm sorry. They are called Bishop Ni Adekunle. Makes no difference. It doesn't come by bishop. It doesn't come by pastor. It doesn't come by active in church. The heir, as long as he's a child, is not different. Whether you give him title of bishop or pope or anything, makes no difference. So inside the Bible, we see this dream that God wants for us. And it's that picture, I'm using the word dream, that drives the desire. If I use some other examples now, you begin to laugh. I use this example because they are relatable. When you laugh, you remember. So look at the way my wife is looking at me now. You can see his head is positioned somewhere. Where's your wife? He has moved it. But his ears are still. A friend told me that he left University of Ife, OAU, to see a girl in UI. He's married to the girl, by God's sake, he's married to the girl. They said they had locked UI gates. He said they climbed. You know how high UI gate is? If they told him to do evangelism, he won't do it. He said he got there like 11:30. I won't call his name because you might know him. He climbed UI gate 11:30 in the night. He said he slept in front of one female hostel. He climbed that gate. He said, this girl, I must see her, marry her. I said, after you did that, you must marry her. What's your problem? He climbed that gate. He didn't even think all those Ibadan hunters or Fatoma. Well, he didn't think about, all he was thinking about is, I almost called his wife's name. That's all he was thinking about. That is desire. As the hare pants after the waters. Have you read that in your Bible before? So my soul pants after you. Let me tell you where they got that story from. The hare, or the deer, you know, they said it has a saint. It has a saint that has around the body. And when a lion or one of these carnivores are running after it, it can always smell it, and as it can smell it, it keeps running after it. So it's looking for a water. You know why? The water covers the smell. So that water is not just to drink. It's life. Is God your life? Because if it's your life, when anything happens, where you run into, that's where you are going. That's where you are going. Something good happens, where are you going? There. Something bad happens, where are you going? There. Those of us who have good relationships, when something good happens to you, who are you looking for? Who are you looking to share with? Someone that your heart is towards. When something bad happens, who are you trying to share with it? The same person. Why is it different with God? Why is it different with God? It's different because you don't really know Him. All we can do to you or do for you as pastors and leaders and all that is to introduce you to Him. That journey, you take yourself. There's a young man in the Bible. His name is called Jacob. His grandfather was about 15 years old when he died. And he heard his father talk about, his grandfather and his father talk about the story of this God. And he liked the stories. His grandfather told him how God took him from a nobody and made something out of him. How God gave him his father. And he liked the story. And he told him the story of the blessing. He said, I like this story. It's desirable. Now, his twin brother was not sitting down listening to the stories. He was busy hunting up and down. He's a corporate manager out there in the field. But unfortunately, by the accident of birth, this birthright was his other brother's own. So this young man had a desire for this birthright. Not so much for the birthright's sake, but for the blessing's sake. You know that story in the Bible? Good. So he began to desire, how will I get this thing? How will I get this thing? And it's a good thing to desire. And guess what? He got it. See, he got it. Be careful what you get. He got it. Some people said he stole it. He didn't steal it. There was a clear transaction. The brother said, you know what? I give it to you. I desire food. You desire birthright. Take birthright and give me food. Simple. There was no stealing. Why? The information Jacob was hearing made him desire the birthright, but he didn't hear the full information. He got the birthright and got the blessing. After he got the birthright and the blessing, guess what? His life entered more trouble. Because he went to the house of his uncle called Laban. You know why he went there? The one without the blessing said he would kill the blessing. The one with the blessing. Is it possible? Oh, yes, it is. People without blessing can kill you with a blessing. So if you think you are blessed, you'll be shocked. You don't know what to do. That's why the guy ran. He knew it wasn't a joke. He said, listen, I'm carrying the blessing. I carry a favor for her. You know that song? You'll be shocked. They'll break your neck. He ran with the blessing. And he got to his uncle's house. And this is the deception of Christianity, because we are blessed too. He got to his uncle's house. This is place of safety. And he said, Uncle, I desire, Sarah, Esther, you know, I'm just using you. I desire that. His uncle said, you desire that? Is that what you desire? He has the place on his head, though. They swindled him, eh? You heard what man of God said? They almost swindled him with VCD yesterday until the police went to deliver him. They will swindle you with your blessing. And you know, this one is even good. That's why. Marry in daylight, though. Don't let them take you home and open this thing for you. Open everything. Let anybody disturb you. Don't let them. You pay yam too bad. They use actual okay to cover eyes. Open the thing. Let me see what I'm doing. The guy, they covered everything. He just woke up in the morning with the blessing. Confused. With the blessing, super confused. After 14 years of work, 7 years of work, they say, you do another 14 years. He did that whole thing. For 14 years, he now had 2 wives. Plus 2 assistant wives. 4. He didn't bargain for those. Those ones were not desired. They were just
accompaniment of the desire, to let you know that his desire was faulty, with the blessing. Finally, in chapter 30, if you read from 30 to 25, he went to meet his uncle. He said, Yaitito, interpretation, the suffering is enough. Theologians said he was about 60 years old at that time. All he had was four wives and a huge family and a very poor man with the blessing. Did he desire the blessing? Yes, he did. Did he get it? Yes. Did he solve his problem? No. Now, what he did not understand was, as far as he's concerned, Esau that did not have the blessing. I'm sure his life is better than me that had the blessing. But there was something he didn't understand. So as he was telling his uncle, he said, listen, uncle, I'm going home. I'm suffering too much here. Let me go. His uncle said, listen, you can't leave me now. Mention your salary. Let me pay you. He said, no. He said, relax. He said, I've learned by experience that your blessing is working for you. He said, what? He said, it's working. He said, they work. He said, like fire. It's working. It was small when you came. Can't you see everything is big? He said, how come it's not working for me? You're an idiot. That's why it's not working. You don't have sense. Do you know that the guy that was begging for increment, do you know he said he's not collecting money again? Do you see that in your Bible? He said, I'm not going again. The man said, you're not going. He said, I'm not going again. He said, I'll increase your salary. He said, I don't even want salary increment again. What happened? What happened? Oh, good. He began to see that carrying the blessing was not enough. Because you can be blessed and be blessed and poor. You can be blessed and frustrated. You can be blessed and sad. So he did some things, and guess what? He became very rich. And I don't want to go into all that, because he learned how to walk the blessing. Say, walk the blessing. He didn't know how to walk the blessing. He didn't know how to walk the blessing. Then after he became very rich, you would think his life had changed. Did his life change? He came again and said, you know what? Now that I'm very rich, your father is very angry with me. So some of you that think that, let me just hammer. Is that not what they call it? Someone told me in church this morning. Once I hammer, everything will be hammered. Everything will be settled. You hammer yourself. You find out that you are richer and you are sadder. Is that good English? The Bible says he gave them meat and sent leanness into their soul. Have you read that before in the Bible? Psalm 106 verse 15 or something. They requested meat, but they got leanness to their soul. Why? Nothing can satisfy you. So, in Jacob's mind, the blessing was tied to the goodies. And when the goodies were not coming, he was tired of the blessing. And he said he was going home. But finally, he knew how to work the blessings, and the goodies came, and he was still frustrated. They said, you know what? I'm going home. On his way home, he remembered there was a death sentence waiting for him. I said, we need to settle this one. And he had lent his own cunning sense plus his uncle's own. He mixed it together. He sent gifts ahead because he had money now. Now, you think money can solve everything. You know, so some of you that think that, listen, once I just have more money, all my problem will solve. I can throw money at it. That's what he did. He threw gifts ahead. Just settle them. Nigerian spirit. Settle one. When he sent the gifts, they brought message back to him. You know the message they gave back to him? They said, Esau is coming. He said, he's coming? They said, he's coming with 400 horsemen. Do you know what Jacob saw? He just saw dead bodies. He just saw dead bodies. He saw himself running. He saw them using cutlass to come. Ah! He said, he's coming. He said, he's coming with 400 horsemen. Ah, he said, trouble has started. At this point, the goodies were not working. He said, we have to settle this thing. So he divided his family. He first sent, that's why you need to be in the inner caucus. He sent those one that if they killed, he won't feel too bad. That by the time they finish Clinton, this one would have run back. After he divided that thing, he just said, this industry doesn't make sense. That's why you need to be quiet. You know what he now said? He sent everybody away. And he was alone. Proverbs 18 verse 1, King James Version. Through desire, a man separates himself. And
interacts with crazy insights, intermeddles with what? All kinds of what? Wisdom. He begins to interact with different things. After he sent all of them away, that's 32 now, Genesis 32, I'm just running over the scripture. After he sent all of them away, he was now alone. He now said, God of the blessing, it is you I need to see now. Because I've been going after the goodies. Now I need to go after God himself. He said, my desire, I've been after the goods. After the things the blessing can bring. Now I need the blesser. And when you have a desire, somebody said, when the student is ready, the teacher will show up. Didn't he show up? He will show up. What you are looking for is not far. You are not ready. Tell me the truth. When you wanted to pass jam after failing 3 times, what did you do to pass? What did you do now? What did you say? What did you say? You put yourself inside, you put your leg inside water. Leg inside water, mouth with cola nuts, coffee on one side, with what do you call those things? Tutorial, everything going on. When you are ready, you too will know you are ready. You say you are tired of poverty. You are lying. You are still romancing it. You are okay. How many books have you read? How many trains have you gone for? That is the your appetite. Is not, you are not ready. I'm telling you the truth. You just don't like suffering. Nobody's lives change because they don't like something. If they say wishes, well, everybody will be riding on it. So you start with the desire. You start with the dream. Then the dream bears the desire because, like he said, I can't desire what I don't know. After desire, you come up with disciplines. The things you do. When you give yourself to the discipline, nobody can stop your destiny from showing up. He didn't just stand up. He didn't just appear an engineer. He just woke up one day and said, I want to be an engineer. He said, I just like to be a doctor. Doctor, I just like the way you sound. Doctor, doctor, sounds nice with me. I'll be writing doctor, writing MD behind his name. You see one man they caught that put doctor, just bundle him, throw inside prison. So you say you can dream whatever you want to dream. Then that dream begins to drive your desire. Then you now say, you desire to be a doctor, Abby? Say, yes. First sit down. You say, but I'm in art class. That direction, you will never land there. That direction you've taken. You say, but I don't like maths. I don't like chemistry. I don't like biology. You see that place you are doing, you'll be a native doctor. That's what you become. That part you're going is native doctor you become. Tradomedical doctor, that's what you become. But you want to be a medical doctor, you move to science class. You sit down. You don't understand biology. You call your friend that understands it. Explain. Chemistry, you sit down. He that wants to build a tower, what does he say? Sit down first. That's his desire. You sit down. Because it will cost you. Things are not working in your family. Sit down. You see, I've come to the point where I tell myself the truth. Whatever is not working yet is because I'm not ready. I'm telling you the truth. There's no devil is disturbing me. There's no devil. Just sit down. The prodigal son, the day he took, did he cast out any devil? When he was left alone, the object of it, the cry of his heart was for God. Because money couldn't help him. Nothing could help him. Only God could help him. And God, that desire drew God out. And God didn't serve it to him by the power of God. He wrestled. Now, the wrestling wasn't because he could win. He could win God. It's letting me know that. You see, you want this thing, you go after it. Have you watched Coming to America before? How many of us? Not the new one, though. Not the David one. The first Coming to America. How many of us have watched it? So it's not only Manzana you watch. And you made me feel like a kind of person. One of the last scenes in the movie, you know, is it Akeem now? Good. He liked this girl that, And the father said he couldn't marry her because of, but that's where his desire was. You know what the mother said? He said, you love her? He said, yes. Oh, divine, you're a kanama. You know the lines. We need to go for deliverance together. He said, you love her? Go after her. You love God? You are afraid to say it. Because Telemundo won't let you rest. You love him? You go after him. You love him? You go after him. Your job is not anything. I'm telling you the truth. Don't you have time to? Someone said, Pastor Nia, I don't even have anything. I said, do you have time to eat? Ask now, do you have time to eat? Do you have time to look at Facebook and posts? Say, yes. I said, I'm not serious. Those days of my pastor, I said, hey, you don't have time. How do we do it now? They won't give you more than 24 hours. That's what you get. Even if your name is God, once you're on this earth, 24 hours, that's what you get. He sat down in that place. And he gave himself. You see that wrestling encounter? That's the discipline. That's the discipline. And in that encounter, he was going through things. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8. He sent a word into Jacob. It emerged and lighted into a man called Israel. In every Jacob, there's an Israel. Jacob carries the blessing. God manifests in Israel. When he went through that, he said, what is your name? The man with the blessing. You think he didn't know his name? Because questions, the right question brings the right answers. What is your name? Identify yourself. And by the time he said it, he saw the picture of everything he's been doing. He said, I'm finished. He said, your name is no longer Jacob. So your name from this point, what? Is Israel. Because as a prince, you have power with God. Not with gold. Not with goodies. With God. And with man. And you prevail. When Esau came to meet Jacob, he could not do anything. Why? He couldn't see him. He met Israel. A man that had power with God and with man and had prevailed. He had to hug him. Today, there is no Esau. Israel is still there today. Everything started with a dream, turned into a desire, fed with discipline, and his destiny was born. You are here this evening. We can talk about this forever. You know that you know that you know whether your appetite for God is where it is or not. You know. Now, the truth is this. We can always go deeper. We can always press deeper. But you know whether you are not there. What did I tell you? And you can deceive yourself like Jacob deceived himself. I'll be sending gifts. He's sending your tithes, sending your offering, sending your work, and all that. It's okay. But you know what Paul was saying about the Macedonian church? He said they gave themselves first. Maybe we'll argue about tithe and offering and all that. Can I tell you the truth? I don't give tithe. Technically speaking, tithe is 10%. I can never give 10% till Jesus comes. I've gone beyond that level forever. So when I saw the argument of, I said, when they taught me tithes in those days, I was struggling with it. Years later, when I understood it, that he that took everything is 10% he can't take. I thought, no, that's too small. That's too small. Ever. Forever. Forever. And ever and ever and ever. Amen. I call it tithes so that people can understand. But technically speaking, I can never give Jesus ever again 10%. Ever. You want to hear the truth? No, we're cutting. Some of you are. He asked my wife, his cousin, said, will you do joint account with him? She said, no. I was shocked. I said, you won't do joint account with me? She said, no. I said, why? She said, he can give all the money out. I said, okay. Guilty as charged. I've been giving the money out. That is the account she likes today. She's the one that went to get to the bank personally. I went to collect, what they call that book? Account opening package. He said, let's do the partnership now. I said, there's no point. give yourself to him. Say, prove me now. That prove me now is not just for tithe and offering. That's his name. Prove him now. He said, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground, John 12:24, and dies, it abides alone. But when it dies, it brings about what? You are scared to say it? It brings about what? You don't know what it says in the Bible? Much fruit. That's what you are looking for. Much more. Fulfillment. But the part to that is what? Okay, you are the one that said it too. That Jacob had to die for Israel to emerge. Let's not talk about that now so that you don't say you are not coming to church tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll talk about the disciplines. But if there's anything I want to do for you this night, is to provoke you enough that, listen, where you are is not where you're supposed to be. That no matter how good things are, believe me, it was first a struggle for Jacob. Then he moved to a place of prosperity. But he found out that, listen, the goodies are good, but the goodies without God is not good enough. When he got God, there's a song that says, Enloni Jesu lo lo ngubo. You know that song? When you have him, not the religious God. A woman told me, I was praying with a woman one day. I said, I like the way you pray. I said, why? He said, you are praying as if you are talking to somebody. I said, but I am. You know why? I didn't say, Father, in the name of Jesus. No, I don't know how to do that. I just, you know. He said, you are praying as if you are talking to somebody. I said, because I am. Because in our religious mind, we go through the prayer route. We are not talking to anybody. I am talking to somebody. I have an active, real relation with somebody. That if I pray and I'm not seeing the answers to my prayer, I ask questions. I didn't say God doesn't want to answer. Your dream must drive your desire. So what is your dream this morning? If the dream is wrong, the desire will be wrong. As long as Jacob's dream was the blessing and the goodies, it was wrong. But the moment you get your dream right, I want to be a doctor, the desire will follow if that's the right dream. Then you ask yourself, what are the disciplines? Because it will cost you. Ask him how many sleepless nights. I told somebody one day, we needed money in church. I used my daughter's school fees to pay. You know what the person said to me? He said, is he responsible? None of my children have been out of school. They're all in school. They've not missed school 1 year. And they're all doing well. Was it convenient? Absolutely not. But I know him in whom I believed. It's not a transaction I'm doing in darkness. Get the point? Because it will cost you. That cost is the appetite. It will drive you, the hunger. It will drive you to pay the price. When you wanted to marry your rabbi, they say, you prostrate. Then you now say, oh, bebefe, I'll be oh, bebefe. That means, did you not beg to, even though you want to do it, you say, oh, bebefe. It's love that is making you do it now. They subject you to that. But you're humbling yourself. You even dance. Last dance. But guess what? At the end, you go with your desire. You will go with your desire in the name of Jesus. I want us to be on our feet this evening. There is nothing you are looking for in God. It took me a while to believe it. But I'm telling you, not because I'm a pastor and I have to tell you. I'm telling you because that's how I live my life. Do I have everything? Absolutely not. Here we have no continuity. You cannot, nobody has it all here. It's a journey. But believe me, so far so good, it is real. It is real. Let me tell you how dramatic I can be with God. So back in those days, my kids would, you know, Daddy, there's no light, you know, and I don't know about your kids. My kids, when they take light, even if they are sleeping, as if they connected their body to wire, they just wake up. So how kids are this? Don't you know this is Nigeria? They say, guys, I say, Lord. So I say, and this is how I train my children. I said, let's pray that God should bring the light.
Don't go and do that too.
I said, let's pray together. We'll pray. I'll go back and say, God, you see, they know me and you together. Honor their faith, let them bring the light too. Can I tell you the truth? Almost all the time, they bring the light. So they go and meet me. Daddy, come and talk to your God. They are old enough now. And they understand that. Daddy, can you pray about this? Can we pray about this? Why? Because the God I've made to know to them that is not the God you just preach about. It's the God you demonstrate. It is that appetite that helps you prove him. That helps you demonstrate it. The world is tired of the stories. Tell me the truth. The world is tired of the dramas. They are tired of all the talks. They are facing real practical problems. And we too. But you see, when you have that appetite, you know that even in darkness, light comes. Even in darkness, light comes. I want us to talk to him this evening. Talk to him this evening. Ask him for a new dream. You see, when that dream is clear, it will feed the desire. I'm telling you the truth. Once that dream is clear, it will feed the desire. So when you are in school and you are beginning to see something that looks like a carryover or something, your graduate, something is threatened, you remember that dream. It just jacks you up. I hardly wake up with alarm. Hardly wake up with alarm. You know what I wake up with? Dream. I need to do something. You just get up. You are tired. You just do it. It's the dream that is pushing you. Mothers know how it feels. A mother comes. She says she's tired. She's doing everything. And you are sleeping. You just hear a sound died like your child. You jump up and you have moved. Where do you get the energy from? Is the dream? Is this child? So the dream sent a picture to you that the child is under threats, and you just moved. Energy came. The hunger came to go after. Where is your dream this evening? If we can get your dream right, we can get that vision right. The vision of God, the dream of God that you had some time ago. He told that church, he said, listen, you've forsaken your first love. He said, so you are not hot or cold, you're just there. Fresh dream, Lord. Talk to him this evening. Talk to him this evening. Talk to him this evening. Pastor read the scriptures was this evening. Because of the things Paul had seen. And I don't think anybody went through what that guy went through. You know what he said? Abnormal human being. He said, none of these things moved me. He said, I wasn't disobedient to the heavenly vision. What's that vision? What's that desire? Talk to him this evening. Father, I pray for every heart in this place. I pray for every life in this place. It's in you we move. It's in you we live. It's in you we move. It's in you we have our very existence. Without you, there's no life. Without you, we can do nothing. Lord, for everyone that is here, everyone that showed up in this world, there is a dream of you in every heart. For some of us, the dream has been blurred. Challenges of life, wrong expectation, disappointments have blurred those dreams and has killed the desires. Lord, as we are taking time off to renew ourselves, Lord, let there be a renewal of the dream in the name of Jesus. 24 years of waiting and disappointments, the dream of a new life and a new child, a new vision was going in Abraham, and you came to him again. You gave him a new identity. You marked him by the covenant, and that dream never went. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, mark your people this night once and for all. A mark that never changes. That they say, listen, I have touched him this time. I will never go back on it again, in the name of Jesus. And grace to keep feeding that desire. To keep feeding that desire. We receive in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that the moment we've done our part, your part is settled. And we thank you, Lord, for great testimonies coming forth. We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Let's put our hands together for Jesus.